The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and this week's episode is The Saint. That Death of a Saint, which was originally aired in 71650.
The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as the Saint.
Oh, open up, please. Hurry.
Well, to what do I owe this?
Let me close the door. I've been followed.
Naturally, you're a blonde.
I assure you, the men who followed me weren't interested in the color of my hair.
Don't tell me they were chasing you for your money.
No, dear, not my money, my life. Well, it's good to be here, finally. I've come a long way to see you, Simon.
Well, if I'd known you were coming,
You didn't expect me?
You're as unexpected as Yankee bean soup on a menu in Moscow, but infinitely more welcome.
You weren't contacted? You didn't speak to Maxime?
The only Maxime I know happens to be a restaurant in Paris.
Oh, they intercepted him. And we were so sure he wasn't even known to them. That his cover was... We'll have to proceed on our own, Simon. We can do it.
Of course we can do it. But what? What particular type of melodrama are we playing?
I'd better tell you the whole story, everything.
And you have the Sultan's ear, Scheherazade. Or what is your name?
Claire.
Claire. Or sit down, Claire.
Thank you. I've just come back from Mexico City. He was there. He's changed in the last 5 years, Simon. You'd never recognize him. It must have been plastic surgery. He doesn't look...
I see. And now I know everything?
Did you hear something?
What sort of something?
Outside the door. I thought I heard a footstep. Simon, the blinds. Pull down the blinds. How stupid of me not to have done it immediately.
Yeah.
Why are you staring out the window? Is someone...
Is one of them a little man in a badly fitting suit? At least two sizes too large for him and a large floppy hat?
He's there?
Yeah, he's there.
And the other one, the large one?
And he's there, all of him.
Oh, come away from the window, Simon. You needn't bother pulling the other blind down now.
Who are they, Claire? Which wild Halloween are those two types left over from? How many more of them are there?
How many more? Hundreds, Simon, perhaps thousands. We'll never know exactly. We must go, Simon, at once.
Well, shouldn't we have a little explaining before we do any going?
There isn't time. Those two down there will be coming up soon, and when they do... You must trust me, Simon, you must.
Come on, Claire.
Is there anyone... Do you think we were followed, Simon? Is there anyone behind us?
Look, in Grand Central Station, there are always people behind you. Tell me, are we meeting a train or taking one?
Train? What makes you think we're taking a train, Simon?
Well, I should have warned you. Every now and then, I get a little irrational. Like thinking the reason we're here in a railroad terminal has something to do with a train. Did I say something to frighten
you? Get me.
Huh?
Quick, hold me tight and get me as if you meant it.
As if I meant it? You mean there's another way? So that's why we came here. We must do this more often.
No, don't talk. I'm your sweetheart, and I'm going away. Kiss me again.
Coax me.
Please, this is no time to joke. He's watching us. Kiss me.
Well, I'll force myself. Whew, Simon Templer, you dog, you.
He's gone.
I must remember to do something very nice for him sometime. And now, sweetheart, what does...
And now, sweetheart, we really do say goodbye.
We what?
We say goodbye. Well, come now. Don't look so bewildered.
Oh, but sweetheart...
Goodbye, Simon. And thanks for the use of the hall.
You forgot to close the door, Mr. Templer.
What? Oh, yes, so I did, but since it's my door, I think I'll leave it open this time. Especially since you're just about ready to leave.
You are wrong, Saint. I am not ready to leave. I have a few things I must do before I go.
What sort of thing?
Perhaps I shall kill you first. In fact, I am quite sure that I shall. But that is the least of what I must do here in your apartment.
Look here, if you insist on killing me, I'm afraid that I'll have to insist that you regard it as important.
Oh, it is important only to you and to the policeman who will have the tiresome task of finding out who did it. You will shut the door, please, Saint.
I will shut the door.
As for your new friend, Saint, the matter of your death will be to them merely a temporary inconvenience.
And for me, the matter of my death will be, I'm afraid, a rather permanent inconvenience. Well, so I'm to be killed by a Luger, I see. So glad it isn't one of the cheaper guns.
Oh, how splendidly you whistle as you pass the graveyard. It is too bad, too bad. You could have been so useful to us.
Us? You mean there are more at home like you?
There are more. Perhaps there are not as many as there should be, but we make up for our numerical deficiency by knowing that right is on our side.
It should be a great comfort to me as I lie in my coffin to know that I wasn't murdered by bad men, but by good men.
Now, it is a great pity you did not think along those lines before, Templar.
Before what?
Before you decided to join them instead of us. It is almost midnight. I hope we shall not have to wait very much longer.
We are waiting for someone?
A messenger with a package for you.
A package? How nice. Aren't you just dying to know what's in it?
Hardly, since I am the one who sent it to you. When the boy arrives, Templar, you will go to the door and accept the package.
Oh, I will, huh?
Indeed you will, and I shall be right behind you. And so will this Luger. Needless to say, my friend, any attempt to seek help from the messenger will result in not only your execution, but the boy's as well.
You play dirty poker, don't you? Who are you?
Oh, it does not matter who I am.
Well, it does to me. I always like to know who I'm being murdered by.
Oh, I am called Maxime.
Maxime? So you're Maxime.
You have heard of me? Oh, but of course. She learned about me in Mexico City.
I despise people who are abnormally inquisitive, just as you must. But by she, I suppose you mean Claire?
Ah, that is what she calls herself now, eh? Claire. She's very beautiful, is she not?
Uh-huh.
When I saw you kissing in the railroad station before, I almost envied you. Until I realized that you would soon be dead. What is it, Saint? No more whistling past the graveyard?
I was just thinking. So you were the one we put on the little performance for in the railroad station, eh?
Performance, eh?
And until you saw Claire and me together, you imagined for some reason or other that I was at bat for your team. I see.
Oh, please, Saint, do not waste the last moments of your life in resorting to childish ruses. I think prayer is much more fitting to the occasion.
Don't you see, Maxine? Claire's reason for getting me to the railroad station was to make you think that she and I were on the same side.
Yes, of course. And she was the one who knew that my train was due at that time, eh? Not you, she.
I was supposed to know when you were to arrive?
You received my letter, did you not? You must have. I received your answer. Oh, please, Saint, please stop clutching at straws. I am going to kill you. It is inevitable. You die as soon as I regain the package.
Oh, yes, the package.
It was fortunate that I had the good sense to send it ahead to you when the train stopped in Philadelphia, was it not? I should have been dead by now if I had not done so.
You know, Maxime, I find myself in a very unusual position.
Oh, I quite agree. It isn't every day that one gets killed.
I meant it's unusual because if I weren't going to die by means of that efficient-looking little Luger of yours, I think I'd probably drop dead from a case of acute curiosity. Just what?
The messenger?
My death knell, eh? Ask not for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Who is it?
Messenger. Package for Templar.
Do not open the door all the way. Act natural. Perfectly natural. I will be right behind you. Remember, I shoot both you and the boy.
Come on. You're going to open up a ranger. I want to go home.
Coming, Henry.
It's about time, and my name ain't Henry. It's Morris.
Oh, mine's Simon. But in a few minutes, someone is going to change it to mine.
What's the matter? What'd you jump like that for? Something jab into your back?
Jab into my back? No. It's an old family affliction, spasms of the Calabasas. You must let me tell you about it. It always comes on.
Not me. You don't tell about it. Tell your doctor. I got to get home and get some sleep. I'm pitching tomorrow.
Pitching? Say, are you a pitcher?
I'll say I am. I'm the best pitcher we got. Maybe you heard of our team, the Brooklyn Beavers?
The Brooklyn Beavers? Of course I've heard of them.
Yeah? Where?
Where? Why? Well, everybody's heard of the Brooklyn Beavers, especially an old Yankee pitcher like me.
I'm warning you, Sam.
You pitch for the Yankees? Gee. Hey, look, maybe you can help me with something.
Get rid of him, Sam, or I'll kill him.
Gee, another spasm of the Calahoozas, huh? Still bad the things that happened to former pitchers.
Yeah.
Hey, look, mister, can you show me how to develop a good wind-up?
Wind-up? You want me to show you how I used to wind up for a pitch?
Gee, would you?
Why, sure. Now, first you put this foot, the left one, out about 2 feet.
2 feet, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Next, clasp the ball in both hands and raise your arms up over your head toward the back. As far back as they'll go.
Like this?
That's right. You're getting it. Then using all the strength in your legs, all the strength, now you suddenly kick back.
Hey, what's that? Hey, what's that noise in there?
Noise?
It sounds like somebody got hurt and then fell down. What's this?
Mice.
Mice?
Yes, big ones.
You're nuts. And furthermore, you never pitch for no Yankees.
You don't think so?
I know so. I never seen such a lousy windup. Here's your package. And you can just forget about the tip, buddy.
Thanks.
The things some people tell you. And for what? Only so they can impress you.
Come on, Maxine. Wake up. Come now. It's time to be alive again.
Huh?
Here now. Sip some of this. There. That's... Hey, wait a minute. That's Napoleon brandy. If you spill it, Napoleon and I will never forgive you.
That is enough.
You don't feel very well, do you, Max? Is that any kind of a look now to throw at a man who's just been feeding you Napoleon brandy?
Go on, Templar. You hold the gun now. Get it over with.
You mean shoot you? Oh, I wouldn't dream of shooting you, Max. Why, I'd be lonesome without you. Besides, I can't tell you how much I've been looking forward to an inch-by-inch travelogue based on your trip to Mexico.
No, you will get nothing from me, Sam. Go ahead, shoot. I will not be the first man to die for something he believed in.
Thank you, Nathan Hale.
Oh, I am in pain.
Oh, yes, I know, and you must try to forgive me. But after all, what's a little kick in the pit of the stomach between friends? Tomorrow, perhaps, you'll be kicking me in the stomach.
Oh, water. Give me water.
I'll get you water, but I won't give you water. You'll have to buy it.
Buy it?
By answering a question. The thing I found in the package, what makes it so valuable?
Oh, no, I will not tell you. I cannot. Water, please.
Maybe you can buy yourself a glass of water with the answer to this.
I shall not answer any question.
You have courage, my friend, but hear the question anyhow. There's a little man in a floppy hat and a suit that's too large for him, and another man roughly patterned after the Empire State Building. Do you know him?
Yes.
Your side?
Our side? No, Templar, not our side. Satan's.
Well, you have just won yourself a glass of water. Would you like to try for two?
I will not answer any more questions.
You're a stubborn little fellow, aren't you? I'll get you water. And then I will make sure that you will be here when I get back.
You're going out?
Oh, just down to the corner. I want to ask those two curious employees of Satan's just why they prefer to spend the night on the street staring up at my windows when beds are so much more comfortable.